Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, let's talk about Nasrallah. He was, I don't know, put to rest again. I don't really understand it. But either way, there was, let's call it a memorial for him over the weekend. We saw a tremendous amount of support at the stadium. What does this mean? What legacy does he leave? Professor Eitan Gilboa is a director of the Center for International Communications at Bar-Ilan University. A very good morning. Thank you for joining. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm fine, thank you.
So, what did you understand from this massive amount of perceived support at his memorial or funeral on Sunday?
Hezbollah has been beaten severely and is trying to recuperate and resume its strength. Political and military inside Lebanon. It has lost much political support due to the election of another president who was Aoun, who was commander of the Lebanese army.
Right.
He's against Hezbollah. And it is interesting to note that there were high-level delegations. There was a high-level delegation coming to the funeral. And Aoun invited them for a talk and then told them it ends. We don't want any more. Lebanon does not want any more to be involved in wars that have nothing to do with the welfare and of Lebanon. So I think he made it very clear that the new Lebanese government, with the support of the United States, France, and the West, would not tolerate any revival of Hezbollah's political and military strength in Lebanon.
Yet this was allowed. And is that a concern? Is that a move in the wrong direction, or is this just a mere accommodation?
No, I think we are witnessing a change in domestic political situation in Lebanon. Hezbollah has been dominating the political scene in Lebanon for over three decades, and it seems to be ending. And I also want to note that at the time of the funeral, Israeli Air Force was flying over Beirut, and this was another message. Message is that Israel would not tolerate again any recuperation of Hezbollah in Lebanon, would not allow Hezbollah to build itself militarily. Only yesterday, at the time of the funeral, the Israeli Air Force also bombed attempts by Hezbollah to smuggle weapons from Syria. And Israel said, this is not going to be repeated again. Israel would not allow Hezbollah to restore its tremendous political and military power in Lebanon.
The fact that there didn't seem to be any senior leadership from Iran present, does that indicate anything significant about their relationship with Hezbollah?
Yes. Hezbollah and Iran lost Syria as a pipe to move military supplies and also political support. Now there's still much chaos in Syria. The new regime is trying to establish itself, and it takes time to do that. We are talking about rebels, people who have had no experience in government. So they are trying to identify those who belonged to the old regime, kicked them out. Sometimes they are arrested them. Sometimes they are simply killing them. And this will take time. So the border between Syria and Lebanon is still not fully protected. It will take time, but but as I mentioned earlier, in the meantime, the Israeli Air Force is committed to prevent any new smuggling of weapons from Syria to Lebanon.
That is where we leave it. Very, very interesting that this definitely does signal a change and a shift in power in the area. That was Professor Eitan Gilboa. He's a director of the Center for International Communications at Bar-Ilan University.